crossover.
Crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
The Crossover is brought to you by William Hill Caesars Sports on 1620 The Zone.
Time for the Crossover. Gary Sharp Show starts now featuring Josh. Good morning, fellas. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think Mark Whipple is ready for the scrutiny of being the offensive coordinator at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln.
No one's ever ready.
Yeah.
No one's ever ready.
I don't think he's probably ever had this kind of attention in his career.
Maybe Miami?
Because, I don't think in Miami.
Okay.
Like, even in the NFL, you know, assistant coaches kind of, they disappear. You don't even know. You're like, oh, my God, I didn't know that guy was in the NFL.
Yep.
Now he crosses the Ohio River. And welcome to the Midwest.
Yeah.
You know, Steeler fans.
Now he's a victim of ageism.
Yeah, they get into it. So maybe when he was a quarterback coach at the beginning, when he was a rookie, Roethlisberger's rookie, maybe they were into it.
64 years old might be an okay thing. You know, Becton's the oldest guy on the staff at 53. Look at us talking about 53 years old.
Yep, not old.
64, though, actually might be a benefit.
I agree.
Because
I've said it all morning.
You still have a young head football coach.
I've said it all morning. It's what the, if you're looking at a checkbox of list of things they needed maturity and to settle that room down. And it takes some of the pressure off of Becton of having to be the overseer all the time. Right? You kind of lighten his responsibility load as this kind of senior. I mean, for Becton to be 53, you shouldn't be calling him Pops. But everybody calls him Pops, right? It's like.
Good on him. He's garnered a ton of respect.
That's how I was when I went to college. Because I was 23, 24. It's all perspective, right? They're 17, 18.
It's like,
I was old.
So this is kind of. Shafe and I were talking just a little bit ago. This kind of reminds me of a hire that you would have made in 19 after you moved on from Troy Walters, realize, Troy Walters probably isn't the guy for here. Let's go an older guy, which would have been ideal even at the beginning to have like a little mentor, somebody that's been a head coach somewhere, has been in a lot of different places that can go, maybe that's not right. But I think at the end of the day, you know, people are going to grade hires and, hey, this is a home run hire. And they may be a really good fit for what those particular rooms need and the offense needs. It's the head coach that has to look in the mirror and go, all right, are these the guys that I'm hiring that are not going to get me fired?
Oh, my gosh. Is that not what we've been saying all morning?
That's all you got to say. Are these the guys that are not going to get me fired?
I'm like, and I was relating it to the whole special teams coordinator thing. It doesn't matter what you hire or who you designate what until it's important enough for him.
Yeah.
He commands how you approach special teams. We get so bent at calling it this and who does that. Man, listen, it's about him.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, even if it's in regards to, okay, that's a good idea. You go run with that. That frees me up to go do this. Even if it's like that, not necessarily, you know what I mean? Even if it manifests itself where it frees him up to go do something else, or to pay attention to something else, see, that's a win.
Mm-hmm.
if he'll go do it, right? Well, I mean,
you need to accentuate the if again. But if you want to keep your job, you have to.
I completely agree.
So what's going to be the deal here? Are we going to be at the University of Nebraska in the Big Ten that has had a nice run of I-backs back in the day? No dedicated running back coach.
It's possible. Unless somebody goes.
Combine a role.
Can you do it with an analyst?
You could.
You could, but doesn't that just seem...
Yeah. I mean, it eats at my craw a little bit, but if they win,
if you have to go an analyst at running back because you have a particular hire at a different position and you don't want to combine positions, you'd have to sell me that.
Or somebody's leaving.
Yeah, which could be a possibility. I mean, there's a lot of staffs that are still open in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. Saw Greg Austin yesterday.
Really?
Very cheery. Had his 3 kids. Wife is expecting a 4th.
Oh, wow. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
He looks good.
Looks good.
A little bit of a stress reliever, too.
Yeah, he was very, very cordial. I mean, I didn't sit there and go, all right, Greg, what happened?
It's tumultuous at best. I think Brake was good.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, that's a four-year run where...
I agree.
When he showed up, there were a lot of his peers on the staff that are still on the staff that said, man, what do you see Greg Austin? He's a really good coach.
Mm-hmm.
And just didn't...
Right. I remember them standing around watching him at Champions Club during our Metro Coaches Clinic and the reverence they had for him. And tapping me, hey, man, well, listen, this guy can teach. He saved our season getting them guys to be able to just simply run off inside zone. I was like, all ears.
He would like to coach next year.
Why?
I don't know if
hope he goes back to the NFL.
Well, he could have gone with Coach Taylor potentially this season.
Hope he goes back to the NFL.
In the offseason in January.
Keep working on that pension. How many of these hires, if there's four of them, need to be a home run?
I don't know. See,
what's
that's
a home run?
I'm here to give you the four that they hired in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Pelini, home run.
We didn't know at the time. I think we
by the end of the season.
Okay, we
by
said
end of the season was it?
But
a home
I think
run?
Okay, initially though, like end of the season, you know, that's
I mean.
A different.
Like,
but at the beginning, run. At the beginning to go, oh, that, you know, we grade hires. You're going to see like in the next week, people will start to grade all the new head coaching hires in college.
At the end
football.
Of next year.
Which one or who will be?
How many do you have to have? Again, you have Bo Pelini in that home run hire. Marvin Sanders was a home run hire. Would you agree? Jimmy Williams, pretty good hire. I don't know. Was that a home run hire?
Mm. No.
No.
And then Scott Downing. So two out of four?
Remember how south that went?
Although Downing still has a good job.
So two out of four?
Two out
Can
of four.
Can they do two out of four?
I think you might need three. Well,
I think you need three.
Look at for example.
I think you need three.
Let's,
minimum.
Let's
minimum.
Say running the entire offense / quarterbacks.
Minimum.
Offensive line, wide receivers.
Mm.
The most potential to maximize the talent in those particular rooms, which coach gets the benefit of that? Because it's almost untapped talent. It's not it's not a bad room.
You have the most to work with at wide receiver.
See, that's why if I'm starting to pair and put, you know, we're connecting the dots, Mark Whipple and his offensive philosophy, and everybody said, well, you got to run the ball, and well, can you do with the offensive line? If you think about the wide receivers that are coming back next year, and what, you know, Pittsburgh was not lacking of wide receivers.
No, they had good wide receivers.
So you might be able to make bigger strides in the passing game next year before you get to bigger strides in the running game just because of your personnel.
Yeah, but if they want to win the West, they have to be able to run the ball.
Well, yeah, but they also are going to have the option
and
of throwing the football.
And is that quarterback on the roster?
It goes back to the quarterback, and if he's
well,
on the roster.
Well, that yeah. quarterback, might the future quarterback, and see, this is the tricky conversation, is what is there a future, or is it a one-year deal? But if there's a future, that quarterback may be on the roster, and he's only been in Lincoln for 12 months.
Heinrich Harburg looks like a kind of quarterback that would fit in this system if you go back and look at the quarterbacks.
But if you look at how they're recruiting.
If I look at him in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm, yep.
If I look at the recruiting,
right, like my list of Whipple goes back over.
You're talking about Steelers, right?
Yeah.
That Pittsburgh. Yes. That's what I compared last night on. I said, look at the way Roethlisberger looks and look at the way Harburg looks. That's not that different.
Look at what they've been doing.
TikTok.
And you kept watching it.
It was
How
fun.
Awesome.
It was
you know
funny.
The volume's automatic right. on TikTok.
So if you look at the last couple of years, they have kind of been trending this way, preparing for the end of Adrian Martinez. Mm-hmm. If you look at a Harburg, because we looked at Smothers, Martinez to Smothers, Vedrill, McCaffrey in there, and thought, well, let's take out Vedrill, but McCaffrey, and we're like, okay, I can kind of see what they want to do.
Right. Yeah.
And then it was a shift to Harburg, and then instead of like going back to a Martinez Smothers type quarterback. You doubled down and you went Torres.
Yeah.
So you kind of already have told us that you're changing a little bit of your offense when you were preparing for the post-Martinez.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that.
But I don't think the start... Well, who knows what strides Harburg makes, but I don't think the guy that's going to play in Ireland is on campus yet.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to be one of these portal guys that's the starter that first game in Ireland.
It's a heck of a selling point if your guy is saying, hey, turn on ESPN Saturday night. That guy, we kept at Pittsburgh, and we got him better.
They definitely have the most upside at running at wide receiver, but I'm just telling you, like, it'd be a disaster, and I don't think he would sell him on this, that throwing the ball is the utmost importance heading into this 2022 season. You can't win the West without being able to run the ball. It hasn't been done yet.
You know, it's true. We've talked about it. When you go back and you look at who won the Wisconsin-Iowa game, who won the Minnesota-Iowa mm-hmm. game, who won the Nebraska-Iowa game. It's always the team that runs the ball better. It's almost like 90%.
Yeah. Well, when you run the ball when you want to run the ball.
Yeah, when you want to run the ball.
Yeah, not when you have to. But when you want to run the ball, you can just run the ball and do whatever.
Well, can you line up at 3rd and 3 and legitimately say, we're going to run and get this first down?
Well, here's the question you asked to an OC. On 3rd and 3, what's your play call? Mm. Does he go with a pass?
Swing pass, of course.
Does he go with a pass, or he said, no, heck no, we're going under center, and we're going to hand it off to the running back.
You know what I would do? They'd run 2 quarterback sneaks and pick up 7 yards.
I miss the quarterback sneak.
That's what they would do.
Hey,
I miss the quarterback sneak with big quarterbacks like Big Ben and Brady.
By the way, Harburg is that kind of size guy.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not comparing these two guys, but there are things that Harburg did when I watched his tape in high school, and I know what level he played at, that looked a little Josh Allen-ish.
In hindsight,
like some of the way that he ran.
He's got as big as he is.
He's got a big boy arm. Now,
in hindsight, I missed a quarterback sneak with Anthony Rezac.
Yeah, we talked about that. That's what I thought you guys
I missed
were
the quarterback sneak, too.
When during that timeout, as long as it was, I kept thinking, oh, they're coming out.
August 26th, they'll be here before you know it. I mean, you'll be over it.
Start over. Can't get that back. It's what sucks.
So, I think if it was fortunate for Harburg that he showed up so he could go through spring ball. I think they were hoping he'd be a little bit further along so they could put him out there maybe. Oh. They would give him maybe a little bit of a test so he had something going into the offseason.
Right? They knew how raw he was.
But he's a guy to watch in the spring. I
know. Hey, let me ask you something real quick. Blank slate, right? You knew what was wrong with Nebraska. And what you know, what you don't know, what people told you behind the scenes. And Nebraska had and Trev came to you and said, "Hey, Sharp, there's 3 things that you've said to me that have to have happen in this staff to fix Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be in these new additions." What would you have said? What's one? Just give me one.
And I'm playing Trev.
Yeah, they need
to be relationship builders inside the building.
Okay. Do you think any of these guys fit that description?
Well, the only one I know for sure is Mickey.
Okay.
I don't know Donovan.
So check so mm-hmm. far, right?
And that's
what else do they need?
They also need to the part of the relationship and reaching your current roster on their level.
So development.
Accountability, a development and accountability.
Does this fit?
Yep.
Okay, check. Mm-hmm. What else?
And then I would say the ability to attract talent and evaluate talent.
So far you only know that with one of the guys.
Yes. Yep.
Is part of it been a check? Okay, so check. See, I would have said development, maturity, and the ability to attract talent. And they for sure got the maturity part.
Yes.
And I have to think that they got the development, right? Because for all the physical talent aside that Pickett had, there had to be some connection there mm-hmm. to get him emotionally ready to where he was better too, right?
Well, I think all you have to read into that is his comments about Mark Whipple. And then Kenny Pickett a little bit ago was asked if he's going to play in the bowl game. And he said, well, I'm just getting back into town. Now, you know, with Coach Whipple leaving, it's probably going to impact my decision. He didn't bring up Narduzzi or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He brought up his OC.
It's his coach, yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, relationship builders, the maturity part is key. I mean, you've got guys. Also, I think internally for players, I always use this because guys told me that when Mike Riley showed up and got hired, guys had to Google who Mike Riley was.
Oh, I know.
Which is unbelievable.
Right. I still don't even – it probably says more about that person, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Well, but
– Yeah, because of where he was located, the time
those
games
were probably not following, and you're like, okay, we're at Nebraska. We're going to get this great – who?
I don't know.
You've got –
I'll just said, who the –
You've got 3 guys.
Then maybe they're the fan you were talking about that only follow Nebraska.
Yeah. Or follow that conference that they were in.
I mean, they just beat USC twice in the last 5 years.
One of them was starting linebacker that year, so maybe he just follows Nebraska.
And the other one was, that says more about them. That's my point.
But you want somebody to be hired, and
hear... And what award list had he just won for... His peers had voted in him in that list that everybody was circulating that just came out like 3 weeks before that.
It was weird. We did a thing where we pulled up all, like, asked everybody to give you 10 number names, and we all gave 10 names, and they got 63 names we had total, and his name was not on there because thought he was going to leave Oregon State.
We were on that air the Friday morning. It came down like at 10:15 or something.
Yeah, it was the audiologist's office.
So if I'm in that room, so I think a part of a little bit of the disconnect the last couple of years is guys in particular rooms don't respect their coach. Okay? They just don't respect him. That's been a problem with special teams. Not that they disrespected Mike Dawson, but you know, it wasn't like meh.
How much did your head coach value it?
But I think now with these guys, so Mickey
it,
Joseph,
it didn't appear to be much. If you go back and listen to his infamous presser, what week was that? And he had to pause and caught himself and he said, "Yeah, okay, whatever."
Yeah, that's Mike Dawson.
What week was that?
Was bad.
I'm a wide receiver. Boom. Where's my guy coming from? I don't follow Nebraska football. I have no idea who the quarterback was in 1990. Oh, wait a minute. He's coming from LSU, and he's the wide receiver coach in 19. Boom. Jefferson Chase. Okay, you got me. You got me. Then, you know, I mean, you have to do probably a little bit more research on Donovan.
Well, hold on. Not the kids that you're recruiting from Hawaii, though. That's the one thing.
Well, I haven't gotten to Donovan yet.
Well, Donovan, that's what I'm talking about.
No, I'm talking about guys that are in your offensive line room.
I'm talking about recruiting.
You probably don't know him right away, but once you say, you know what, he's currently with the Chicago Bears. Okay. All right. You know, can't be a bum being in the NFL. He's been at that level, unfortunately, for the Bears this year. They've got all kinds of injuries, and they're playing practice squad guys. And then you hire an offensive coordinator, and that's an easy – guys, look what Pitt did.
I'm 99%. I'm 99.999% sure, and I have it on good authority, that my kid doesn't care that the Chicago Bears couldn't run the ball.
Well, they can't run the ball because they don't have any offensive linemen.
Yeah, my point is, for people that like, well, the Bears didn't run the ball well, like, I'm not sure that there's a direct correlation between the two. And if it doesn't, you know what I mean?
Like, well, that also comes into, ask that person, then follow up with that person. Do you know what an assistant offensive line coach does? Just, I mean, what is their role?
It's just weird, man. It's like,
well,
everybody's always telling me all these reasons why it won't work.
I've said for a week now, I mean, these hires we're in a fight about. Until the season starts, and instead of like doing homework and letting these guys show up and do what they have to do, I mean, what did you want? What did you want? I think people got who they wanted, wide receiver coach.
Name three better hires.
Who
they should have got.
Well, I think you can probably go out there, but you know what? Not everybody's attracted to Nebraska. Not everybody's attracted to the person that's selling Nebraska. Okay? You know, and you also have to work with people. I mean, yeah. I could go out and hire, Joe Brady. But what if I'm not going to be able to work with Joe Brady? Do I want Joe Brady hanging around? At the end of the day, it comes back. The hires that you're making, do they keep you employed for another year?
So I'm pretty particular about this. Don't make it about the name. Just ask yourself, what do you want the qualities of this person to have? What should they entail?
Should have got Bill O'Brien, Joe Brady, and Bill Callahan.
Right, like,
can Bill Callahan come back and coach the offensive line?
That's what I said. You know what I mean? It's like, instead of being person specific, what attributes do you want him to have? I think you'd say teaching. I think you'd say developing. I think you'd say experience. I think you'd say proven track record.
Hey, speaking of,
wouldn't you?
Speaking of Bill Callahan as an offensive line coach,
maybe that's just me.
Somebody yesterday, it was not on the main podium, but a Miami reporter asked Cristobal if he was interested in Manny Diaz as his defensive coordinator.
Oh my goodness! that's in a message board. That's the kind that you see on a message board. Maybe he'll just stay and be the DC.
Hey, I took the buyout. It's great. I'm no longer the head coach.
I'm gonna be the DC.
Gonna be the DC.
Hey, funny. How about my man just going all secondary going all bilingual in his presser?
Hey,
he just won that presser.
He rolled. He rolled. If you don't get the 305, Mario Cristobal just gave you the 305. They've got a potential that if it turns out and he gets things turned around, and at least he's like, he told Miami this is going to take a while, that if they do get it turned around, I mean, they'll be the chest beating. They'll be obnoxious. You'll just go, man, those guys are a bunch of Richards.
Like always.
If they get rolling, because he's leaned deep into the 305, and it's the U, and when the U
and
is
he
going,
he kind of has that swag.
Well, and he played there, and he played at a time when the swag was perfect.
Yeah,
you know, he swagged all over the place with his buddies, and now he's back, and you know, they made an investment in football. They've taken out all the excuses. Get your AD, and now he'll roll forward, and I'm sure he'll make some good hires on his staff. But I'm very surprised at the amount of money they've invested in football. Because that's just
$25 million.
Cost $25 million to make the move.
I mean, now you got to win.